I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. We begin today's program in Iraq. The U.S. combat mission there is officially over. The number of American soldiers in the country is now below 50,000. But Iraqi insurgents have been capitalizing on the gaps in security as the U.S. scales back its military presence. Insurgents have been hammering Iraqi forces and government buildings. Meanwhile, Iraqi politicians have failed to overcome their differences and form a new government. Correspondent Susanna George reports on the growing frustration in the Iraqi capital, Baghdad.
Iraq's parliament has held just one official session since the national elections in March. It lasted less than 20 minutes. That was just enough time to play the Iraqi national anthem and complete the swearing-in. About 20 Iraqi legislators met yesterday in an informal session. The lawmakers pledged to make decisions, not speeches, but the only decision they made was to continue to meet this week. Still, Iraqi Vice President Abdel Mehdi, who was at the meeting, expressed hope that it could yield results.
It will put a pressure on the members of the House of Representatives individually and on the blocs. I think we accomplished a good step forward.
But not all the members of parliament share the vice president's optimism. They point out that while the violence continues, there is still no government.
It is still in square one.
Kurdish lawmaker Mahmoud Othman says that the politicians are getting nowhere.
They meet each other always, but believe me, all the meetings, all the talkings, all these times, it didn't come up with a result because they are concentrating on one point. Which bloc should form and who will be the prime minister.
Othman says that Iraqi politicians do not appear ready to lead.
Even if they go into one government this way, then they will be against each other inside the government. They couldn't achieve much.
Still, the establishment of a weak government might not be the worst thing that could happen here. That's according to Joost Hilterman of the International Crisis Group.
We are in a situation in Iraq where the choice is between civil war and some stability, but maybe not very effective government. And I think of the two evils, civil war is the greatest one, and we should avoid that really at all costs.
Hilterman says the Iraqi politicians are making some progress behind the scenes, but that's not enough to satisfy Haider al-Abadi, a leading figure in the Dawa party. Al-Abadi says he's embarrassed by the failure of Iraq's lawmakers to form a new government.
I think time is not on our side, not on the side of Iraq, not the side of the people.
As if to underline Al-Abadi's point, two car bombs went off in Baghdad yesterday as the politicians were meeting. The bombs killed at least 31 people. It was the worst violence here since President Obama formally declared an end to U.S. combat operations in Iraq on September 1st. His administration says Iraqi forces are up to the task of protecting their own country. For The World, Susanna George in Baghdad.